Welcome to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. This podcast connects readings from the Gospel of Matthew with the Church's Matthew 25 vision of building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, and eradicating systemic poverty. The time after Pentecost begins with the final words of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' Great Commission. In this brief scene, Matthew gestures to what Luke spells out in the sequel, the book of Acts. We begin to glimpse the events that were to unfold through the work of the Spirit in the lives of the apostles, as they sought to bear witness to the resurrection, making disciples, baptizing, and teaching them to follow Christ always. It is fitting that this happens on Trinity Sunday. The doctrine of the Trinity is integral to God's co-mission, God's collaborative purpose, God's connectional work in the world. The themes of relationship and sending are built into who God is. As God sent Jesus to reveal this great love for the world, now Jesus sends us out in the power of the Holy Spirit to do the same. Trinity Sunday provides an opportunity to highlight another threefold cooperative mission, the three priorities of the PCUSA's Matthew 25 vision. After two introductory weeks focused on the Great Commission and Jesus' call to discipleship, the brief reflections in this five-week series focus on eradicating systemic poverty, dismantling structural racism, and building congregational vitality, all in the name of Jesus Christ and for the sake of the world God loves. This is a critical part of how the Church is forming disciples and following Christ's commandments in our present age. A reading from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, through chapter 10, verse 8, first in Spanish, then in English. The harvest is plentiful. Jesus instructs and sends the 12 apostles.
Jesús recorría todas las ciudades y las aldeas, y enseñaba en las sinagogas de ellos. Predicaba el Evangelio del Reino y sanaba toda enfermedad y toda dolencia del pueblo. Al ver las multitudes, Jesús tuvo compasión de ellas porque estaban desamparadas y dispersas, como ovejas que no tienen pastor. Entonces dijo a sus discípulos, «Ciertamente es mucha la mies, pero pocos los segadores. Por tanto, pidan al Señor de la mies que envíe segadores a cosechar la mies». Jesús reunió a sus 12 discípulos y les dio poder para expulsar los espíritus impuros y para sanar toda enfermedad y toda dolencia. Estos son los nombres de los 12 apóstoles. Primero Simón, llamado Pedro, y Andrés, su hermano. Luego Jacobo y su hermano Juan, hijos de Zebedeo. Felipe, Bartolomé, Tomás, Mateo, el cobrador de impuestos, Jacobo, hijo de Alfeo, Tadeo, Simón, el cananista, y Judas Iscariote, que después lo traicionó. Jesús envió a estos 12 con las siguientes instrucciones. No vayan por camino de paganos, ni entren en ciudad de samaritanos, sino vayan más bien a las ovejas perdidas de la casa de Israel. Vayan y prediquen. El reino de los cielos se ha acercado. Sanen enfermos, limpien leprosos, resuciten muertos y expulsen demonios. Den gratuitamente lo que gratuitamente recibieron.
Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not take a road leading to Gentiles, and do not enter a Samaritan town, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with a skin disease, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment.
The fundamental problem of poverty is not one of scarcity, but of the willingness to share God's gifts. Moved with compassion for people in need, Jesus sends the apostles out to share in God's mission. He emphasizes abundance. The harvest is plentiful. Creator God, you have planted your word in our hearts that you might gather the harvest of justice. Root us so firmly in your love that we may always flourish, yielding the fruits of the Spirit from youth to old age, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Thank you for listening to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. Please like, share, and subscribe. Scripture passages are drawn primarily from the Revised Common Lectionary and are adapted from the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. Today's reader is
Pilmarie Cintron Olivieri.
Hymns are from Glory to God, the Presbyterian Hymnal, and are in the public domain. Musical recordings are by Chi Chen Wolbrink, Tony Liu, Katie Wesley, and Philip Morgan. Prayers come from the 2018 Book of Common Worship. You can visit pcusa.org/Matthew25 to learn more about the Matthew 25 vision of the Presbyterian Church USA.